Welcome back, brothers and sisters, to the Inner Peace Podcast by HappyCards.pro. I am so grateful that you are here listening with us again. My name is Joseph Siegel. I was listening to this great book by Jay Shetty called Think Like a Monk, and I highly recommend you read it or listen to it. And he was talking about fear, and it reminded me about this lesson that I just benefited from just yesterday. And so I wanted to share this with you, and I hope that it helps you as much as it's helped me. Thank you. I want to share with you a lesson that I learned recently that just came to me through my life experiences, and it is a lesson about fear. It is a lesson about fear. And fear is no stranger to me, and it's probably no stranger to you, I would expect. We're all human, and we all have fear for a good reason. It keeps us from hopefully doing dumb things, from walking out into traffic, from touching the stove and burning ourselves. Fear can be an ally, and it can also be crippling. It could keep us from living life. It could keep us from being our authentic selves, because we're afraid of what other people will think about us, if they'll still like us, if we will be accepted. And we have a strong need, a human need, to be part of a community. And we have a strong fear of being cut off from a community. So we want to be validated by people. We want people to click like and share and say nice things to and about us. And so we fear sometimes. We fear too much. And the problem with fear isn't that we fear. It's what happens once we experience it. And I think the first step is to become aware. When we're feeling fear, our breathing gets shallow and rapid sometimes. Our heart beats faster. We get a flutter in our stomach. And these are signals, right? We feel a little nervous. We feel afraid. And so it's important to be aware. The first step, awareness, is such a blessing and a gift, right? To not live life on automatic pilot, to become aware of what we're experiencing and thinking and feeling, so we can be more in control for as much as we can control anything. Perhaps we can control our choices, our focus. And that is a really powerful thing to do. So once I feel fear, sometimes what I've done in my life, and maybe you have too, is start to kind of catastrophize and say, well, what if this happens? What if that happens? Then this will happen and everything will go wrong. Or I start to say, enter into grievance and resentment, or say, why me? Why is this happening to me? Why doesn't this work? Why isn't this software working? Why isn't my job working? Why isn't my relationship working? Why do my hands hurt from arthritis? Why is this happening to me? And, you know, when we say this, our brain fills in the blanks and says things that aren't necessarily helpful or even true, like because you're not good enough, because people don't like you, because whatever. Your brain will fill in the answers when you say, why me? Why is this happening to me? And it's just a very unhelpful question to ask ourselves. So I thought, Joe, okay, you're feeling anxiety, you're feeling fear. What is a more empowering response to this? I had a moment of clarity. I had a moment of clarity where I said, what is the better response than my typical, oh shoot, why is this happening to me response, which would lead me to just shut down, to not want to do anything, to want to just go on Twitter and vent, or to just climb back into bed and pull the covers over myself and do nothing, you know, watch TV, numb myself with food or whatever. When I'm feeling that much fear and anxiety, there's an instinct to just go within and close off. But things don't get better when I do that. I've noticed this over my life. I've noticed that things don't get better when I close off and go within and shut down. So it occurred to me just the other day, what's a better response that's going to give me a better outcome from this feeling I'm going through? And that's a really, really powerful question. It was just a breakthrough question and realization. I'm feeling like crap. I'm afraid. I'm full of anxiety. Okay, Joe, what's a better response to this feeling that's going to help me? Wow, such a breakthrough thought and question to have that moment of clarity, to not instinctively go within and or start venting out with, you know, on social media or any of that stuff that doesn't give me a better life. So what came up to for me was to do something. Something isn't working. I'm feeling stuck in life. And that's typically when I feel afraid and anxiety. I feel stuck. Like I can't make things work the way I want them to work. And things aren't working well for me the way I expect them to. And that's why I feel crappy, if you excuse my language. And so I thought, well, why don't I do something to feel better, to do, make some progress, do something to improve where I am in life and make some progress. And so what I did is I got up from where I was. I walked over to a big pile of clutter of old envelopes. And I said, you know what? This pile of mail that I had, junk mail and so on, that I had been looking at, and it looked back and stared me down in one for so many months that I was intimidated from opening up and dealing with. I'm going to start. I'm going to sit there. I'm going to open up some letters. I'm going to see if they're necessary. If not, I'm going to shred them if I need to. I'm going to throw them out. I'm going to keep opening, shredding, throwing out. And it was great. It was fulfilling. I felt, you know what? I am making my life better. I'm showing some discipline and facing something I didn't want to face. I'm engaging in life. I'm making my life better. I'm reducing the clutter, and I'm reducing the likelihood that there might have been something in that pile of old mail that I really needed to know about. And so I won't have to fear that anymore. It was a wonderful feeling of empowerment, taking more proactive steps in my life. And so in that way, fear is an ally. And that's the message I want to share with you, that fear can be, instead of something that we want to avoid and quiet and put into a little ball and stuff inside us and make go away, fear can be an indicator to say, hey, here's an opportunity to go take a step to create some new productive momentum in your life. And it feels great to, whether it's just going and doing a few dishes that are piling up in the sink, or opening some mail, or starting your bookkeeping and accounting, or writing in a journal, or going and walking down the block and back, doing something to move things forward on whatever you're stuck on. And even if it's not the thing that was originally causing you fear and anxiety, anything that we do that creates positive momentum, that we're facing something that is difficult and uncomfortable, builds a kind of muscle in us, a strength of discipline, that we're capable of doing the difficult, the uncomfortable things. And so fear isn't such a thing to cripple us, to keep us paralyzed in life. It could be something to say, ah, here's an opportunity to get something done. Here's an opportunity to make my life better instead of bitter by fear. And so that was the realization I had, my friends, and I just wanted to share that with you in case it opened some doors of thought for you of how maybe you could approach fear in a different way. And I'd love to hear from you about your experiences with managing fear and anxiety, and deciding if you could pivot from inaction to productive action, to doing something to build that discipline of facing the difficult and the uncomfortable, and building that inner strength and intestinal fortitude to make your life better. I love you all, and thank you for listening to the Inner Peace Podcast. I'm Joe Siegel. You are someone I care a great deal about. Thank you so much. If you'd like to find out about the books and journals that I've written and created to help us to make more progress in our lives and to move from fear to love and personal fulfillment, then please visit josephsegal.com, josephsegal.com. Visit josephsegal.com today. I'd love to connect with you there. Thank you so much.